This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and a sort of bad guys, and of course all you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim listeners, the infidel that Allah warned you about, the one that holds to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm filling in for Bradley today, live from the bunker here in the very gray U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina, at least my part of the state. If you'd like to call in at any time, the phone lines are accessible at 1-866-582-9933. That's 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. Again, we aren't doing Chinese buffet, so try to stick to whatever our topic is for today. And we're going to be talking about the FDA in just a little bit. If you want to find us online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also follow us on Facebook at those names as well, Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media. And you can follow Bradley as well, Bradley Dean, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean, on Facebook, and Bradley Dean 1 on Twitter. That's all the formalities out of the way. And so I've got somewhat of some good news from yesterday. We talked a little bit about CPAC inviting a flaming sodomite to speak there at a conservative event. But it wasn't his, you know, open sodomy, open homosexuality that stirred things up. No, it wasn't that. It was a tape that came out in which he talked about a Catholic priest who he believed was a good thing in his life at the age of 14, molested him and helped him to open up sexually. And so that's what really stirred CPAC up. To the point that ACU Chairman Matt Schlapp wrote this: due to the revelation of an offensive video in the past 24 hours condoning pedophilia, the American Conservative Union has decided to rescind the invitation of Milo Yiannopoulos to speak at the Conservative Political Action Conference. We realize that Mr. Yiannopoulos has responded on Facebook, but it's insufficient. It is up to him to answer the tough questions, and we urge him to immediately further address these disturbing comments. Well, Milo did. I mean, he said, I'm not trying to condone that, which, okay, we can see that in there. We can take that he did go after some pedophiles and stuff. But in the video, he calls it selective editing. There wasn't anything edited as far as what he was talking about that went on between him and the priest. So it's amazing to me that conservatives want to do it. But what was the reason behind it? Well, here's what Mr. Schlapp said. We initially extended the invitation knowing that the free speech issue on college campuses is a battlefield where we need brave conservative standard bearers. Well, I agree with that. But how does a open sodomite, How is that a conservative standard bearer, Mr. Schlapp, that you would extend such an invitation to him? I think conservative, that word conservative you're using, doesn't mean what you think it means. Sorry, a little Princess Bride there. But I think that's exactly what's going on. conservatives no longer understand what a conservative is. For many conservatives, it's we should be at war all the time. As long as our side does some of these things, it's perfectly fine. You know, that we complained about with Democrats. And we are inconsistent, which makes us hypocrites. But there's at least some good news that they, you know, withdrew the invitation. That's a good thing. I wish conservatives would say, okay, that was great that you did that. You know what? You shouldn't have invited them in the first place, and we're not going to attend your conference this year. You can just have an empty house. Learn from that. But they won't do that. They did raise their voice, and I'm glad at least they did speak out on it, but they're speaking out on the wrong thing. They should have got to the root of the issue, and the root was not the pedophilia comments he made in the interview. It was his homosexuality. Now, take you quickly over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then in the next segment we're going to pick up, we're going to talk about the FDA, specifically a story I put out yesterday on an Amish guy who just makes a natural product. And, of course, there's some other things that go on with it, but he's facing like 68 years in prison for doing that. Yesterday, after the show, put out that Rush Limbaugh, the media did not make Donald Trump, and they cannot destroy him. Well, that's true. Trump definitely used them for his advantage. He got a lot of free advertising during the campaign, and I think the statements he's making now, while people are charging him with trying to stifle the First Amendment, like John McCain, he said that Trump's attacks on the press are how dictators get started, and then he kind of said all he wanted to say about that, about shutting down the press, and then he said, well, I'm not saying Donald Trump is a dictator. Well, you might as well. That's what you're insinuating. And Donald Trump just was exposing some of the lies of the media, which we already know. That's not stifling the free press under the First Amendment. It's not. There's no law shutting them down. Now, if he starts shutting them down under the law, that may be an issue. But if they're lying, if they're being slanderous, if they're libeling, then the idea is that you bring the law to bear on that anyway. So that's not a, you don't have, the press doesn't have a right and a freedom to lie, to knowingly lie. So that's an issue, but that you can check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Also, the Democrats are getting behind the 25th Amendment. The guy has been in office a month. And some Democrats are now saying, questioning Donald Trump's sanity and saying, unless he gets a grip, we're going to invoke the 25th Amendment. They're even calling for psychiatrists and psychologists to be in the White House. I think some of them probably need to be in Congress, don't you think? Check some of those guys out. The party of mental illness is the Democrat Party. There's no question about that. They're the ones supporting the murder of the unborn, the Holocaust that goes on in our country. They're the ones who are supporting homosexuality. That is a mental illness. Read Romans 1, God turning them over to a depraved mind. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com this morning, Russian UN ambassador dies unexpectedly in New York as a Russian warship trawls U.S. shores. Also, Juanita Broderick tweeted out to Chelsea Clinton about her father when Chelsea seemed to be looking for other words, adjectives to describe Mrs. Broderick, and people were saying, Chelsea, that's their daughter and stuff. And she said, she's older than I am when Bill Clinton raped me. So check out that story as well at sonsoflibertymedia.com. An analysis of Alinsky and the ethics of means and ends. Also at sonsoflibertymedia.com, Florida man charged with plotting to bomb Target stores, then profit from falling stocks related to the blast. All up and down the East Coast, that's what this guy planned to do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Reporter says that White House Deputy Chief of Staff Katie Walsh is implicated, is the one, as a source of leaks coming out of the Trump administration. All of that's at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Feel free to stop by and check that out. And in the next segment, we're going to pick up and talk about the FDA, specifically related to an Amish farmer and a product that he had been making for decades and selling it locally, and it had some good effects. But we're going to talk about that in light of what the Constitution says. And we're also going to look at the hypocrisy of the FDA itself in drugs it's approved, in drugs that have caused harm, even death in some cases.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Hello, are you there? Because I can't hear anything. Okay. Welcome back. Sorry, I'm not being able to hear any music or anything, so I apologize. Head over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and one of the things that you'll see there is a story from yesterday. Amish farmer faces 68 years in prison for making natural product. Now, some people have said, well, he wasn't facing prison because he was making a natural product. He's facing prison because he was committing fraud. Okay, that is one of the charges within there. But if you read the statement from the FDA at the time, they're saying he did not register his kitchen, which was the facility he was making it this product in, with the FDA, and of course pay all the subsequent permits and stuff. But we're going to talk a little bit about that too, because I have a lot to say with regard to permits. But this is a guy by the name of Samuel Gerard. He's a 56-year-old Amish farmer. He's a father of 12 and a grandfather of 25. He produces a few natural products in his own kitchen. Okay? And since 2015, he's been facing a 12-count federal indictment for making something that is made out of natural products. It's not dangerous to anybody. It doesn't harm anybody. Nobody has been sick. Nobody has died. Nobody's been hurt over Mr. Gerard's product. By the way, if you want to call in on this subject with the FDA, please keep it to that. 1-866-582-9933. He's been doing this for about 20 years, according to neighbors and such, making these two or three products that he has. And somebody in Missouri reported his products to the state health department. Now, he would make them. He would obviously share them with family, and then he would sell them around to little convenience stores and things like that. And people bought them and used them. The federal judge in Missouri put an injunction in place which banned him from making some of his products until he met certain conditions. These are FDA conditions. And some of them were other things. For instance, inspections of the property where Girard made his products, which is where Kentucky comes into play. Girard makes his products on the family farm there in Bath County. Now, to talk to residents there, they didn't think it was that big a deal. One Susan Moody said, "I think everybody in the community has heard about it. I can't even figure out what he's done wrong. They live at the foot of the cross, and the thought of one of them intentionally doing something wrong is outrageous." Oh, I agree. I agree. Sally O said they're just devastated. I mean, when they brought him out in handcuffs, it was awful. They brought this guy out in handcuffs, and nobody had been harmed. Nobody had been hurt. One of his products is called Girard's Chickweed Salve. It kind of looks like the stuff I get my beard balm in. But it's made with rosemary, beeswax, olive oil, peppermint, chickweed, eucalyptus, lavender, and comfrey. But the problem that Girard ran into was that his product was used, according to Miss O, to actually cure a couple of people's cancer that they had. And so he had on there, you know, his chickweed salve on the top, and then down on the bottom it says cures cancer. Which, okay, fine. If it did that, there are people who testify to that. Obviously it did it. You say, well, he can't say that. Well, that's what the FDA says. And yet the FDA, we'll see in a minute, puts out products that they claim all kinds of stuff that they put approval on that don't do what they say it'll do. And the side effects are horrendous, even to the point of death. Does anybody from the FDA face prison time? No. And here's what Miss Moody asked. I mean, do you go to jail because you've messed up a label on a product? I thought you went to jail because you did something bad. I mean, he mislabeled something. I mean, it's incredible the charges that he's facing. See if these don't sound familiar, at least some of them. He's facing a dozen charges, including conspiracy, distributing misbranded drugs. Misbranded drugs? These are natural elements that grow. This is why I have a real problem with making hemp, marijuana, all that stuff illegal, because it's natural. God created it. It's out there in the yard. It grows in the earth. It's not a pharmaceutical. You can't sit here and throw these things in there and say misbranded drugs. That's ridiculous. And threatening a witness to try to keep business documents away from the grand jury. That charge alone carries a maximum penalty of 20 years in prison. You go to the FDA website, you can read what they had to say about the things there. And one of them was from, I believe you pronounce the name Dara A. Corrigan, who's the Associate Commissioner for Regulatory Affairs, said, quote, "Two important protections for the public are that a firm may not sell new drugs unless they have been tested and approved by FDA, and a firm may not make false or unsubstantiated claims about drugs they sell. When a firm disregards these protections, it not only violates the law, but also creates a risk for consumers who may rely on a bogus product and forego effective and proven treatment. FDA must and will take aggressive enforcement action, except on themselves." And you say, well, you're just talking nonsense, Tim. The FDA approved a $7,800 a month alleged lung cancer drug. Do you know what it did? It caused rashes and it rarely worked. It rarely worked. Yep. You got that? That's just one. That's just one thing from the FDA. And yet they're saying, well, we got to get this guy, because he had some people who his product helped cure their cancer. He put that on his label. Frankly, I don't see anything different in that. than what you see in the advertisements for many of these FDA-approved drugs. Except his product has been used for 20 years. As far as I know, nobody's died. Nobody's had bad side effects or anything. I mean, have you read some of the side effects that come off of some of these drugs that are FDA-approved? Is the FDA responsible for any of that? Nope, they're just out there to get money. Get their palms greased by the drug companies, by the pharmaceutical companies. And you say, well, are you against pharmaceutical companies? No, if they actually provide a product that actually works, fine. But I think the majority of our problems are solved in our diet and with natural remedies. I don't think that they're solved a lot with the other. Usually the drugs are there to take care of a symptom, not deal with the root cause of the problem. And that's where that's usually where we want to go. We don't want to change our diet. Americans like eating unhealthy. We don't want to do that. That's too much work. We'll take a pill instead. We'll take a shot, whatever. Get it done quick. That's the way we think, right? I mean, that is the way we respond. There are a number of drugs that the FDA has, you know, recalled. That they approved of them, and they pulled them from the market. I'm looking at a list now of 35 drugs since have been recalled from the U.S. market since the 1970s that the FDA approved. Accutane, Bacol, Bextra, Sylert, Darvon and Darvocet, DBI, DES, Durac, Pergamisol. You can find this at prescriptiondrugs.procon.org and look up the 35 pre-approved by FDA prescription drugs that were later pulled from the market. Why are they not held accountable? You said, well, they're the government. Yeah, they are. But they're taking people's money. They're trying to control commerce. And you say, well, but this Amish guy, he was committing fraud. How do you know? Have you proved that it doesn't do it? No, the FDA hadn't done that at all. And maybe the FDA says, well, you have to provide that. You have to provide that information. Okay, fine. Get the witnesses up there to testify for him. Isn't a big deal. Other side of the break, we'll finish up. Stay with us.
We've got to figure out a way to save energy, babe. Our heating bills are crazy.
See this?
Whoa, what's that? A new remote?
It is. Yeah. Budget Blinds was here this morning and installed these motorized shades in the kitchen. Come here, watch.
So I just sit here, they open, they close. This is really very cool.
Yeah, Budget Blinds comes in and measures, then they install everything. Oh, you didn't have to lift a finger, right?
Hey, I like that almost as much as the remote, but we were talking about saving energy.
Yes, right. See, the shades are also on a timer.
A timer?
You program the timer to open them in the morning and let the sun in, then close in the evening to keep in the warmth.
Maybe we should do the rest of the house.
What a great idea, honey.
Right now, during Budget Blinds Luxury Within Reach event, motorized window coverings are more affordable than ever. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now, before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now,
Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. We're on the subject of the FDA, and speaking about this man, this Amish farmer, Samuel Girard, who's facing a 12-count indictment from the feds for making an all-natural product that hasn't harmed a soul, hasn't caused any kind of problems for them or anything. So that's what we're talking about. And I made mention of the fact that the FDA, in their statement regarding Mr. Girard back in 2013, that what they had said was, you know, you can't make these claims that it does this, despite the fact that he had some people who were helped by the product. Additionally, they said that, you know, you can't, these become bogus products and forego effective and proven treatment. Well, proven to who? I mean, this is part of the issue that comes up, and we're going to get to the constitutionality of this kind of thing going on in just a little bit. But one of the things you want to keep in mind is the hypocrisy from the FDA themselves. For instance, would you be surprised if tens of thousands of people are dying every year due to FDA drugs that they approved? Would you be surprised at that? Or that hundreds of thousands of people every year have serious outcomes? Hospitalization, life-threatening, disability, congenital anomalies, and other serious outcomes from products the FDA approves. According to the FDA website, fda.gov, under the FDA Adverse Events Reporting System. It's called FAERS. It really should be called FEARS from the numbers that you see here. They show they have a graph here from 2006 to the first quarter of 2015. I don't think they've updated this. So no, the last time is November of 2015. But this ought to give you a good picture. And I'll just cite each of the years. In 2006, FDA drugs, the drugs that were approved by the FDA, you know how many people died that year from those drugs? 37,309. 264,227 had serious complications from that drug in that year. From 2006 till 2012, the number of deaths gradually increased to 117,200 in 2012. Serious complications went from 264,000 to 656,613 in the span of 6 years. In 2013, it only decreased slightly in deaths to 116,388, and the serious complications continued to rise up until 2014. They went in 2012, from 2013, they went 707,593, and then in 2014 to 807,270. However, when they came to 2015, and this is only the first quarter, the number of deaths exceeded that of 2006, which was only 37,000. Now, the first quarter had 44,000, over 44,000 deaths. And the serious complications was on par for over a million. There were a little over a quarter of a million serious outcomes from FDA-approved drugs. That's from their own website. Now, who's the bigger danger? This Amish farmer? That's making all natural salves and oils? Or the FDA? Which one is more of a threat and a danger to the people? And I couldn't believe some of the comments where my article went to. Some people say, oh, this guy's a fraud. We need this FDA for our protection and this, that, and the other. And I just say, you know, buyer beware. Buyer beware. Because if you look at the FDA's own numbers, doesn't look like they're protecting anybody from anything. And there's certainly any accountability to that organization. We know they're in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. We know that. They make tons of money off the pharmaceutical companies every year. And yet, by their own mouth, their own report, they are doing more damage to more people than this Amish farmer ever thought about doing to anybody. In fact, there's not even a report that he damaged anybody with his product. And yet he's facing nearly a lifetime in prison, 68 years. He's 56. He'll never serve all of that. Do you see what's going on, people? Now, if the guy committed fraud, fine, you deal with him according to fraud. I don't think that requires putting him in jail. I don't know how jail is a just concept in the first place. Okay, I'm just going to tell you. And for those of you who are Christians, I challenge you, go to the scriptures. Do you see imprisonment as a form of punishment? That is a form of just punishment. Let me put it that way. Yeah, we see prison as a form of punishment. The Apostle Paul, you know, when he went into a town, he didn't look for where the hotel was. He sought out where the prison was because he knew where he was going to be spending his time. But look at that. Think about it. Why do we do those things? The prison system is a racket too. They have a quota to meet of particular people. And now, you know, the land of the free, the home of the brave, has the most prisoners of any country in the world. We do. And a lot of those prisons are privately owned. They demand that they have 90% occupancy in order to serve the governments that they work for. And so now we're getting into where we're, you know, throwing people in jail for just the goofiest stuff. They overkept a library book or a videotape or, and look, I understand there needs to be justice on certain things. I get that. But I don't think putting people in jail is just. And then forcing other people to pay for that. I don't think it's just at all. Now the question then becomes, well, is the FDA really constitutional? The approval of drugs and food and this, that, and the other. Are they really constitutional? We already know as far as the drug issue is concerned, they're really not protecting anybody. They're not. In fact, they're doing probably more harm than they are good. And again, I point to their own numbers. But let's ask the question, are they really a constitutional entity? Again, Bradley is one who's a stickler for, let's see if it's constitutional. Let's see, you know, if it's biblical. Any of these kinds of things. One of the things that our Constitution does provide for, under Article 1, Section 8, Clauses 1 to 16, are to delegate certain powers to Congress. Among those powers, and this is the one I'm pretty sure that would be pointed to in this matter, is to regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the states and with the Indian tribes. So, what does that mean to regulate? Well, we've talked about how regulations are imposed, and usually what that comes down is these heavy-handed rules that are imposed upon people without being something that ends up stifling the free market. For instance, the narrowest definition of to regulate is to make regular. In other words, it's to facilitate the free flow of goods, but not, except in a case of danger, to prohibit the flow of any good. Okay? Let me see if I can put it to you this way. Children choke on little small toys. Why doesn't the FDA have to approve little small toys? I mean, if they're concerned about people's health, right? If it's a danger. Why aren't we doing that? See, we pick and choose what people want to usurp authority over, okay? The sad part is the Supreme Court has never accepted that narrow definition as provided in the Constitution there of what the word means. In fact, even when you go to look it up today, it says to control or maintain the rate or speed of a machine or process so that it operates properly. It's not to stop the machine from running, it's to make sure it operates properly. Or to set according to an external standard. In other words, it's to make it regular. Make it free-flowing. Cause it to run like, to use Donald Trump's statement the other day, a well-oiled machine. It is not to stifle the market. It is to make the market easy to work with. And the FDA does nothing like that to make it easy to work with. Nothing. Chief Justice John Marshall in Gibbons versus Ogden in 1824 saw the power to regulate as coextensive with the other delegated powers of Congress. He declared, quote, "This power, like all others vested in Congress, is complete in itself, may be exercised to its utmost extent, and acknowledges no limitations other than are prescribed in the Constitution." On the other side of the break, we'll finish this up. Stay with us.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickery city on the hill get its shine back.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Final segment here on Sons of Liberty Radio, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to get in and make a comment on what we're talking about, which is the FDA and this Amish farmer, Samuel Girard. Again, going back to what the Constitution allows for, the Constitution does allow for the regulation of commerce between states. That does not mean the stifling of the free market. It just does not do that. This is something that I think that at least is what's being portrayed from Rand Paul when he talks about, I hate that they're using the term healthcare. In my article the other day, I changed the title to health insurance because the idea is not about healthcare per se, but about health insurance, about coverages there. And what he seems to want to do is to open that market up so the insurance companies can sell back and forth across state lines. I don't see why they shouldn't. We have the court. The federal court system is in place that if you're in one state and the insurance company is in another and you're defrauded by them, you can take them to court. That's what the federal courts are for. That's one of the things they can hear and address. It's one of about four things that they can hear and address. So keep that in mind as we move forward. It's one of those things that this ties right into this whole idea about what we're talking about, these exorbitant costs and things of healthcare. Well, why is that? It's because of all the regulations taken to the, instead of the narrow definition, they've stretched it out to where they just want to control everything, the bureaucrats do. Who your doctor can be, who your insurance company can be, what you can get in that insurance. I mean, I liked one of the things that Rand Paul spoke about. It says, why can't we just let insurance sell what they want to sell? If a person just wants catastrophic insurance, they don't want these well visits and all. I've never understood that anyway, because I don't want to go to the doctor unless I'm sick. I don't want to go. If you want to purchase that, fine. If you want to buy just catastrophic insurance, if you have, you know, a heart attack, if you get in an accident or whatever, you ought to be able to purchase those things at a less expensive price than buying all this other stuff that goes with the big package insurance. That seems like a common sense approach. It seems like opening up the free market to allow that to be that competition to be continued across state lines. That seems pretty simple. And that sounds more like what the Constitution says that Congress has authority to do. So why are we having this problem? Well, as I was reading you the quote from Chief Justice John Marshall from 1824, I'll read it to you again. Instead of taking the narrow definition, here's what he said. He said this power, the power of regulating commerce, like all others vested in Congress, is complete in itself, may be exercised to its utmost extent, and acknowledges no limitation other than are prescribed in the Constitution. Now, I can see how somebody would get that. They want to stretch things. And we've seen how many politicians have taken things out of the Constitution and stretch them, the general welfare clause and all of these things, for all kinds of unconstitutional spending and regulation and laws and all of these things. And Justice Marshall has just basically opened these things up. So now we're not just ensuring that there are laws to make things work well between the states when it comes to commerce, but now it's even prohibiting the transportation of articles, as well as to control their exchange and transportation. So what's going on here? I mean, there have been a number of chief justices, according to the Heritage Foundation, who define commerce as the following. Here's six things they define it as: the trafficking and trading of economic commodities, the traffic and trading of economic commodities and the modes of their transportation, the trafficking and trading of any kind of commodity and the mode of its transportation, the movement of anything or any person and its mode of transportation, economic activity that substantially or causally impacts on the trafficking, trade, or transportation of commodities, any human activity or other phenomenon that has any ultimate impact on activities in more states than one. Now, I ask you, I'm not a federalist. I'm just fine with the states being their own sovereign countries. I really am. I think we could get together to defend ourselves, defend each other, I think that'd be just fine. But does anybody really think that the guys who just fought for their freedom to get out from under basically what was like a 2 or 3% tax, to get out from under the squashing of their public meetings more than once a year, to get out from under the tyranny that wanted to take their arms, to get out from under the tyranny that was coming and invading their homes and setting up troops in their homes, to get out from under unlawful searches and seizures, do you actually think, when they wrote that, that they meant, no, federal government, you can get in here and you can control the movement of people and you can control the movement of their goods and all of these other things? Does anybody really think that is a natural understanding of what came out from these men? Anybody. And you know what's funny? I'm often amazed, even today, and I don't know why the Supreme Court is hearing certain cases, because the Constitution doesn't give them the ability to hear but just a few things, and usually that's something that transpires between two states, whether citizens of the states or the states themselves. But have you ever noticed? I was amazed at listening to the Hobby Lobby court case the other year over Obamacare. And they said, we want to determine if it's constitutional or not to do this. So did they go to the Constitution to determine its constitutionality? Did they go to the writings of the Founding Fathers to determine what they might have meant by what they wrote? Nope. You know what they did? They went to a law that was signed by Bill Clinton. That's basically what? 30 years ago. That's where they went. In fact, in reading what they wrote, I don't even recall any reference to the Constitution except saying, well, the founders wouldn't have thought this. Well, how do you know? What proof are you giving me that they didn't think this? Or the First Amendment is this, this, and this, but they don't tell you specifically what it says. They make no mention of that. How is that determining whether something's constitutional or not? So, when we look at things like the FDA, among other alphabet agencies and departments in the central government, we have to ask the question. First, what is your purpose? Is that purpose constitutional? It's not. You don't need to be there. We don't need to be funding you. And people say, oh, it's hard to get rid of those things. No, it isn't. It's no more harder than the Democrats took and pushed through a legislation that is a monster to eat up a sixth of our economy or take it over, destroy jobs, take people out of the marketplace. And they did that in one fell swoop. And yet, the people on our side said, no, we've got to be incremental. So you want to be progressive the other way. I see. Why don't you go, and like David did with Goliath, you take it to them. I mean, you take it to them. You let them know. I mean, we need good Christian men to come up and say, look, Jesus is king, is he not, over all the earth, the godly and the ungodly. Every knee is going to bow, right? This is the king's table. I'm not going to sit here and beg scraps from you people. I'm going to demand that I get, or that we get as the king's kids, what the king has offered, what he has purchased with his own blood. Liberty, freedom, freedom of conscience, freedom of speech, and yes, freedom to use naturally what God has provided in nature. Do you see the point? We're going to talk God-given rights. Let's start looking at that. God gave these natural remedies. There's no doubt in my mind that a lot of our plants are not just for eating, but for health benefit, for dealing with sickness and disease. So we need to keep that in mind. And if we're not willing to do that, we're going to continue to go down this road of tyranny, justifying the things that our forefathers have put in place. I'm talking about the unconstitutional things, the wicked things that, from my standpoint. You tell me, is the FDA constitutional? Is it really protecting you? Is it really something that is a good use of your money? I don't think so. 24 hours from now, Bradley will be back. Check us out then. Till then, take care.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.